Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Boy Who Fooled the World, written by Lisa Thompson and read by Ryan Ireland. The dedication reads, "For my agent, Adam." Chapter 1. Tidying the Art Cupboard. My best friend, Mason Ferguson, had a plastic bucket on his head. He'd found it on a shelf in Mrs. Frampton's art cupboard and decided to put it on and do a silly dance. The bucket began to slip and wobble.
"Look at me, Cole. I am a robot," he said.
He accidentally banged his head against the wall and gave a loud echoing oomph from inside the bucket. Normally, this would have made me crack up, but I wasn't in the mood for joking around. Mason took it off his head and sighed.
"Do you think everyone else is there yet?"
he said, as I sorted through a box of glue sticks, taking out the dried-up ones with no lids and throwing them away.
"Yeah," I said with a huff. "They're probably having ice cream for breakfast."
Two coaches had been booked to arrive at school an hour before registration, and by the time we'd made it in, the rest of our year had left on the trip to Thrill Kingdom. Our form tutor said that instead of lessons, Mason and I were going to spend the day helping to get the school ready for a very important visitor who was coming tomorrow. Tidying the art cupboard was our first task.
"I bet they go on Dragon's Hollow first, before it gets too busy," said Mason, staring at a big bag of clay.
"Yeah, I would," I said. "Niall told me he was going to go on it at least 10 times.
Mason sighed again. Dragon's Hollow was famous for being the best and fastest ride at Thrill Kingdom, and everyone in Year 7 was going to go on it, except for us. The whole of the year had been given a letter about the amusement park trip on the first day of term. I had left mine on the kitchen table, even though I knew there was no way my parents would be able to afford the ticket price. The letter was never mentioned, and no one at school was surprised I wasn't going. I'd only been at Crowther High a short while, but thanks to Leighton Morgan and Niall Wright, I was already known as Poor Kid Cole, which was supposed to be a riff on Old King Cole from the nursery rhyme, but just sounded stupid. I really, really hoped that the two of them threw up all over Dragon's Hollow." Mason kicked at a box of paper on the floor.
"I can't believe we're missing out. It's so unfair," he said.
His parents had tons of money, so they could easily pay for him to go. But they hadn't signed the form in time. They both had really busy jobs and weren't around much. Sometimes I think they forgot he existed.